Poverty is not a game for 36.5 million United States citizens whose lifestyles you will simulate.
Donna Peterson is a food security specialist for Iowa County. She's preparing about 100 teachers to be poor for the next hour. They've just been handed packets filled with play money, bus passes, and food stamps, and just a few hints about the financial and emotional challenges they'll face over the next hour.
You are going to try to walk a mile in the shoes of those who are poor. Okay, I'll give you about 8 minutes to go through your packet. You can open them now.
In walking that mile, they've been given roles to play. Some are in single-parent families, others are elderly or disabled and living on fixed incomes. For the next hour, they have to feed their families, pay the rent and utilities, and cover medical bills. All that using income earned from minimum wage jobs, food stamps, and welfare payments. As they begin to read through their packets, the reality of the challenge begins to sink in.
Utilities. Pay to utility company gas, $250, and electric, $48, so that's $298. Well, that kind of blows our budget right there, doesn't it? Food, pay to the grocery store.
Every 15 minutes, a whistle blows, signaling the end of a week in this simulated month of poverty.
I just want to remind you that you need to pay your mortgage. You want to keep your lights on. You want to keep your family fed. Be sure you've taken care of those obligations. All right, we'll start week three.
Between whistles, participants stand in line at simulated food pantries and welfare offices, visit pawn shops to raise money to pay their rent, and when they run out of money, they do their best to take care of their hungry children.
So where do we go?
Yay!
Oh. Now we're homeless? Great!
We better find... Is there a church or someplace
yes,
we can go? That's a food pantry.
Where are we going to sleep tonight?
Mom!
We're homeless.
Mom!
Even when they have the money to go to the simulated grocery store, when they get there, they find another obstacle. Language.
999, das ist auch was anderes. Sie brauchen einen Pass. Sind Sie hier gelaufen? Sind Sie hier gekommen mit dem Bus?
Participants stare back in exasperation while others look for a translator. The German-speaking grocery clerk is a graphic reminder to the English as a second language teachers about what it's like for their Spanish or Hmong-speaking students outside the classroom.
Sind Sie auf der Bahn gekommen? Wie sind Sie hergekommen?
All I'm here is for the food.
After an hour of frustrating encounters like this, Ellie Miller, an adult education teacher at the Fox Valley Technical School, says her view of poverty has changed.
I never realized the frustrations that poor people must go through to just get through each day. I always was under the assumption that maybe they just didn't spend their money wisely. I mean, it sounds crazy, but I thought, well, maybe they just don't know how to budget and they don't know how to do this. But when you've been given payments that are much higher than what the money is coming in, I just can't believe how people can even survive.
That kind of heartfelt empathy is exactly what the simulation is meant to create. But UW Extension's Donna Peterson says the ultimate goal is even more ambitious, to translate empathy into action.
I had a gal that stopped me out here in the hallway and said, "This reaffirmed that I really need to provide daycare for the people that are coming to see me." And this told me, yes, I need to go forward with that. So when they get it, when they understand that there are issues out there, we can do something about it. Let's put it together and see what we can do.
Over the past 5 years, more than 3,000 people in Wisconsin, ranging from local elected officials to food pantry volunteers, have gone through this simulation. Peterson says each time a new group goes through the experience, a handful come out with a commitment to make changes at their schools or neighborhood centers, changes that will help their students cope better with poverty. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.